Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Come on. Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G. And the time is right. Welcome to our monthly book club. And welcome our author, the strong and powerful Brant Cooper. Brant, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Excited to have you on. Brant is New York Times bestselling author of The Lean Entrepreneur. He is the CEO of Moves the Needle. His newest book is Disruption Proof: Empower People, Create Value, and Drive Change. Brant, I'm excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, thanks, George. So I lived through the dot-com boom and bust up in the San Francisco Bay Area. So sort of changed careers relatively early, but getting out of being the IT guy at consulting firms and really not being a very good employee is sort of how I described myself back then. Tossed around from manager to manager like a hot potato, mostly because I wanted to do things my way. I think I felt like I knew how to do them better, and management practices were pretty much do what I say. So when I joined the first startup, that was really when I got that first understanding that there was a different way of doing things. And of course, in a startup, everybody's wearing multiple hats, and you don't really have managers that are managing your task. They're really trying to get you to go independently, figure stuff out, and move the business forward. And so every day, that's what it's supposed to be about, is can you move the business forward? And so suddenly, maybe I became a better employee because I had found a better fit. So that was great. And, you know, worked in several different startups, tried a couple on my own, not great results. But, ultimately I lived through an IPO and acquisition and rapid growth that then tailed off and didn't go anywhere. And then, of course, the failures as well. But so out of that, there was a bunch of people that were kind of saying, hey, you know, why are we building startups to look like big businesses? And so, like, those of us that were in startups, we can kind of see that that's not, you know, I could differentiate already in my career between sort of that hierarchical command and control, do what you're told, and drive whatever impact you can drive, right? And so why would we try to turn the latter into the former? And so I ended up writing a book that discussed lean startup principles and customer development, and so understanding your customers deeply. And there was sort of this movement that got going around, letting the market tell you what is the right thing to build and how to market and sell. And so it forced you to go out and interact with your market. You couldn't just, you know, hide behind your keyboard or your conference room table or whatever. And so then I wrote The Lean Entrepreneur. I was fortunate that hit the list. And that was a deep dive in how to run experiments and get to know your customers and what data to focus on. So then formed Moves the Needle. For the last 8 years now, I guess ironically, I've been teaching those entrepreneurial skills, those startup skills, to large enterprises. Now, clearly, large enterprises don't need it to the same degree. They've figured out a bunch of stuff, and so they have to execute. But when they want to do new stuff, then that's uncertainty. They have to be entrepreneurial. So that, the last couple of years, though, and really, you know, I laugh, but it's, you know, the pandemic is actually, you know, a tragedy to a lot of people, billions of people. But the pandemic really drove home this belief in me that actually uncertainty is built into our economy now. Uncertainty is built into the system. We moved from this industrial age to the digital age, increased complexity, interconnectedness, this, you know, mass, the speed of information, the speed of disinformation. The pandemic is but one disruption, I think, that is just going to continue to roll through the economy and roll through our businesses. And so suddenly in businesses, we face massive amounts of uncertainty. And so we can't just say, okay, well, that's your job over there to deal with uncertainty. It's everybody's job. And that requires everybody to learn the entrepreneurial mindset to a certain degree. And that requires changes in leadership and management and maybe even structure of the business. And so that's what the new book is about, is it's you know, sort of a clarion call to middle management as well as senior executives that we need to fundamentally restructure and manage our companies differently so that they can survive in the face of what I think are now just going to be endless disruptions that ripple through our lives.
So it's coming, whether or not we choose to prepare ourselves or respond. That's up to us.
Well, so the part of it is the digital age itself. So the consumers have so much power carrying around computers in their pockets and choices and options, and so the way I try to get people to think about it is the famous Henry Ford quote that maybe he didn't really say, I don't know, but you can have a Model T in any color you want as long as it's black, right? And so he creates an assembly line that is perfectly optimized to produce one type of vehicle, no options, no different colors, and he optimizes that assembly line and actually creates functions inside of the business departments that are just an extension of the assembly line. And the whole key is how much output can I get for how much input I put in, the resources and the time and the labor and all that, because you have to hold the price down in order for the middle class to be able to afford the car. And if the middle class can afford the car, they'll buy it. So there's maybe some technical risk, there's some operational risk, but there's very little market risk. And if you think of other businesses in that era, if you make a microwave oven or a refrigerator, it's so life-changing that if you can make it affordable, the middle class is just going to, post-World War II especially, is just going to buy that up, right? So it's not, there aren't many choices. If you're the housewife in the 50s, you don't get to say, well, no, actually, I want my microwave to go to 11, please. I mean, you just, you take what you can get, right? But if you fast forward to today, it's exactly the opposite. It's like multiple companies, globalization, right? So competition is all over the place. The number of models is mind-boggling, the different options you can get. And really, that gives power to the consumer to be able to choose from one vendor to another. So all of that means that in our core business, just from a business and a market perspective, there's massive amounts of uncertainty. We have to understand what the whims of our customers are in order to respond. We can't just make that up in the boardroom anymore. We have to be out there on the edge, understanding our customers, their needs, their problems, their aspirations, what drives them, how to reach them, how to sell to them. That's where the answers are outside the door. They're out in the edge of the and so that just creates a lot of uncertainty internally. And so we can't have this command and control top-down decision making. You actually have to distribute decision making out to the edge. Let the people that run into the problems figure out how to solve them. We hire smart people. That's what smart people do, is you empower them to solve problems and they'll go solve the problems.
I love it. So when somebody picks up the book, what can they expect, and what are you hoping that they take away from it?
Yeah, well, so, you know, I think that for business owners or for senior executives in large businesses, I think that they kind of already get it at some level, right? There's fundamental change. We just can't seem to get the engine going again. You know, we're hoping the pandemic is over, but look, there was a ship caught in a canal and it blocked a global supply chain. So, I mean, there's just who knows what's coming next, right? And so we need to be able to respond. And so I think that what I try to do is give them then a phased approach where they can just get going by, you know, changing the mindset and changing the behavior inside the company. And I guess the optimistic part of this is that, in my opinion, most of these companies already have the people inside there that know how to operate this way. And they are they're chomping at the bit because it's a fun way to work, right? You get to work in a team atmosphere, you're collaborating, you're getting to use your creativity and your intelligence to solve problems. That's just what everybody wants to be able to do. That makes them more engaged and happier employees. And all of the studies show that that means that they're more productive. And so a lot of the inertia is that we try to do all of these type of changes top down, like why can't you just be more agile? Go be customer centric. But you really actually have to teach the behavior, practice the behavior, develop new leadership skills and practice those skills. And then that's actually how the change starts to happen. And so I think that what I'm really hoping is that for the senior people, this is the catalyst to do change the right way.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
For everyone else, for people that are on the sort of the ground level, it's the behaviors that they need in order to advance their career and ways that they can get their leaders on board and really how they can start working that way without seeking permission first. And so it's really attempts to be, you know, sort of an empowering message to employees that they can actually help drive this change that benefits the company, benefits them as individuals. They're happier at work. And ultimately what I hope is that businesses learn to compete on creating value for their customers again. And we've sort of lost that. We the end of the industrial age, we are so much in execution mode where we're trying to push that product down regardless of whether the customer wants it or not. We need to flip it back to like, okay, what does the world need? And how can I grow a business and grow wealth? That's fine, but do it in service to creating value in the world.
I love it. And that definitely makes sense, certainly from the employee standpoint. What can I do to, within the organization that I'm a part of that I like, but what can I do to do more of the work that I really want to do to help propel this great organization forward? And I was thinking, oh my goodness, if I'm, you know, in the C-suite or the owner of a big company, how on earth am I going to even get started? But taking it from a phased approach, say, okay, I can get started just right here. I don't need to get all this done in the first quarter of this year, but it is digestible.
Right. Well, and also the way I designed the first phase is to empower those employees. So choosing challenges that the business can work on that will drive near-term impact. So it's not innovation that we're going to see 5 or 6, 7 years down the road, but these are real issues that are that the business is facing, and often they're leadership challenges, like what keeps them up at night, and you then are finding the people inside your organization that already understand how to work this way, people that are entrepreneurial or design thinkers, human-centered design, people that have worked in agile ways or lean startup ways, and they can become coaches or team leads, and you empower these teams to go solve those near-impact problems. And the leaders go like, oh my, you know, goodness, we actually do have the capability here. It gives them hope and understanding. They can then see how it's going to happen. And I think that part of the challenge of all of the planning and the strategy is that it just seems so big, right? It's that this is a change that's going to take forever. I need to bring in one of those big consultants. And again, it ends up being this top down. Whereas really how you kickstart this change is just empower those people that want to work that way. And they can demonstrate that they have that ability and that you can actually solve problems and that you can even increase efficiency and productivity in those words that businesses absolutely love. And I think that that's really how you start creating that momentum then, is that you can see that you've got the ability to do it and you can see the results.
I love it. Nice. How long did it take you to actually think about the book and then to produce it into the world?
Yeah, well, so, you know, working with these large businesses for the last 8 years, I started probably 2.5-3 years ago imagining the book, and probably wrote the table of contents 2.5-3 years ago. And then I just, you know, was working on the contract and all the rest. And then the pandemic hit, right? I was not planning on writing a pandemic book. But really, I didn't get to writing it for real until August of last year. So I guess supposedly there's a lot of books coming out about around now, because the pandemic was a good time to write a book. But so, you know, there was, I have a writing style that's maybe different than some of your other listeners we can get into. But so there were parts of it that just were, it was just a stream of consciousness, right? You know, it's just like, get all of this out based upon, you know, the fundamental things that I had learned over almost a decade of working this way with large enterprises. But at the same time, there was this whole pandemic thing lurking. And what was interesting is that really was, it ended up driving home the fact that, so the innovation industry sells to big corporations that 95% of your company should be in execution mode, and you have this teeny little percentage over here that's in exploration mode, and they're doing innovation that's going to be years down the road. But what I couldn't get out of my mind is that should businesses be executing during the pandemic? And I would hear that, like March 2020, leaders were like, we just got to buckle down. And I'm all like, but what do you know? What do you know anymore? Your customers aren't spending money anymore. Your consumers don't have money. Your small businesses are holding on to whatever budget they have. Your core business model doesn't work during the pandemic for a vast number of companies. And so this idea that you could only do that exploration work in the innovation department goes away, right? You actually need that skill to relearn your market in the very core business. And so the book took a little bit of a turn there, and I found, based upon some organizations that I worked with, some amazing case studies of companies that had adopted some of what I had taught from the lean entrepreneurs 4, 5, 6 years ago, and their reaction to the pandemic and their ability to spin up fundamental change in the way they were doing things within weeks of things starting to close down was absolutely extraordinary. And sort of it's kind of a unique situation to be able to look at the history, look at and posit, this is the way you can, you know, create a more resilient and aware and dynamic company. And then the pandemic comes and some of those organizations that you worked with apply those principles and it actually has the outcome that you desired. So that's like
amazing,
mind blowing. And of course, it's not me. It's actually the people in charge that are doing it. They are the ones that are empowering. They're teaching their people. They're leading that effort into being able to respond to something that is fundamentally disruptive as the pandemic was.
Unlocking the potential of the people that are already there.
That's right. That's right.
I love it.
That's right. And people then thinking, I mean, especially in this situation, like, I mean, people talk about, you know, sort of evil corporations and all of this monkey business, but the vast majority of people inside these companies are good people. They want to live meaningful lives. They want to contribute to society. And so here was this opportunity in some of these organizations where they were actually able to change their companies, and the companies are changing in ways that are providing value in the world, and that actually feels good to people. People were so proud of the work that they had done. And that makes them, you know, not only more content, but more loyal and just and feel like that they, you know, that they're accomplishing something, which is really super powerful.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Giving people purpose and helping them to feel like they're doing important work is we spend a lot of time doing the whole work thing, Brant. So
I'm sure. Well, and the thing is that it creates a virtuous cycle, because I think that once somebody has experienced that, then they realize that's something that they also want to pass on to other people, right? And so we've seen a lot of the vicious cycle where, you know, where things can kind of spiral in a negative way. Things can spiral in a positive way too. And I think it's really by giving people, you know, powerful experiences like that, and then they want to go and pass it on.
Love it. Well, Brant, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can people engage with you? Where can they get a copy of the book?
Yeah, so I'm Brant Cooper on all social media. Brant@BrantCooper.com is my email address, and I encourage people to reach out. I respond. And, you know, the book is available for pre-order now at all your favorite retailers, online as well as, you know, the brick and mortar. I do have some special bundles available at BrantCooper.com if people want to check those out, if people maybe want me to come speak or something like that and do a private event. I'm happy to do so. And so again, I feel people should feel free to reach out to me.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Brant your appreciation and share today's show with a friend that also appreciates good ideas. Pick up a copy of Disruption Proof, Empower People, Create Value, and Drive Change wherever you buy your books. Go to BrantCooper.com, BrantCooper.com, and check out all the great resources. Talk with Brant about having him come and speak and do an event. Shoot him an email at Brant@BrantCooper.com. Thanks again, Brant.
Thank you, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.